Yeah, hi. How do I call you, Amity?
Yeah, right on. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. On the top.
Fantastic. And your story is pretty amazing. And on one side, and very timely and necessary on the other side. I know the sad story of what's going on there.
Yeah, you remember when the last time me and Paul talking to you?
Yeah, and I remember about Elish Cleary also, you know, being sacked and all that.
Yeah, but that time, you know, I've been down Alberto, and leaving Alberto right away, maybe the same week, and after that, I come down New Brunswick, and organize, you know, the Acadian Peninsula grassroots, and now one business.
Yeah, listening.
You understand? Yeah, you understand?
Yeah.
I got a big meeting tonight with all the television and radio station and community radio. And
tell
I
me.
I signed up more than 7,500 people. And I got another one from New Brunswick, the Florence, 6,000 signature. And I got another one from Misco Island, 450 signature. That's a small island, and all the people living over there, they want to stop, you know, all the, you know, the clear cut and stop springing and what's causing cancer and everything.
And do you know generally which herbicide is mostly used, or they use everything?
Almost everything, yeah.
And your signature and effort and petition, do you have a petition, or are you taking all these signatures to see the minister?
Tonight, we're going to give that to the Mr. David Cohn from the Green Party.
Okay.
That's the only one, you know, is accepted to get, you know, that petition to the parliament.
And is he a local MP?
Oh, yeah.
I see.
But, maybe a month and a half ago, I got a big meeting I go to their meeting down here, and they're not really, you know, accepted us, and this time they don't want to come to our meeting.
And by them, you mean the provincial government, or who?
Yeah, provincial government.
Ah, of course they would not want to, because they are the one who's got their hands in the, I mean, they are the one who are involved in this, in this poisonous practice.
Yeah. And they said yesterday in the newspaper down here, they said with a couple of provinces in Canada, the New Brunswick is the worst, you know, one using herbicide and pesticide.
So, okay, so here is a question.
Yeah.
Would you like to speak on record for me to put it in my blog or in my petition or anyway or in Facebook or somewhere? Have certain amount of visibility. I'm asking you, I'm not telling you, of course. Is that interesting?
Yeah. Less than 2 months, I live in Alberta around the 9th of September. Start up right away to sign up the people. I go to all, you know, down in Caden, Benzula, all the bigger city and something like that, a small village, and after that, I start up to go house by house and sign up all the people, and that's not done. That's only a beginning, eh?
Yeah. So you are still trying to build up the grassroots grassroots movement in starting with New Brunswick. Is that correct?
Stop spraying.
I know, but your effort to make the grassroots movement more people is only for now in the province of New Brunswick.
Yeah.
Are you restricted to New Brunswick only for the time being?
What do you mean?
I mean, your effort is only in New Brunswick.
Yeah.
And your effort is to get the provincial government to stop spraying.
Yeah.
And
we want to banish, you know, the clear cut.
Yes.
Because they destroy all the Acadian Peninsula.
Yes.
is no more, you know, very good land. The Acadian Peninsula is very small. It's just, 59,000 people around that, you know.
Yes.
That's not a big, you know.
Yeah,
not to buy, we want the people, you know, to banish that spraying plus the clear cut. And we're coming up to, we're going to talk tonight about the GMO too.
Hmm.
We're going to talk about that tonight, yeah.
So are you, do you have a petition online or somewhere where people can go and support?
No, not yet.
So you are physically, the people are physically supposed to meet you and sign the piece of paper, is it?
Yeah.
So which town, where do they find you? Where will they find you if they want to support you?
Oh, down New Brunswick, my Acadian Peninsula, they got my, we don't have any website now, and, we don't have, but we want to start up. I work 2 months, 7 days a week on that,
mm-hmm.
to sign up all these people, inform all the people, and the municipality, the town of Tracadie, where I'm living, and plus, the population.
Mm-hmm. Are you originally from Quebec or from France?
No, New Brunswick, Acadian Peninsula.
Yeah, but your accent is French.
I'm French, yeah. I'm French.
And
Acadian Peninsula is a French
I see.
Peninsula,
so,
yeah.
So you are born there. You're not born in Paris or you're not born in Montreal or somewhere?
No.
Uh-huh.
Born in Cajun Peninsula.
So you're a local Cajun?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Ah, not bad. Very cool.
Yeah.
So are you, tell me, how do I pronounce your name? Amedi? Amedi?
Yeah, Amedi, yeah. You got it.
Okay, Amedi, tell me,
yeah.
If you don't mind, how old are you?
I'm 63 years old.
Yeah, we are almost same age. So... And
yeah.
And you are you a farmer or a retired public servant or you're still working somewhere?
Yeah, working more than 10 years in Alberta.
No, right now.
Not now. Right now I do nothing. I just do that, you know. How do you call that? Benevol. I don't know the.
I don't have
any work. I'm working on that process, you know, that calls for 7 days a week.
Ah, fantastic. So you're very similar in situation as mine. Acadian Peninsula.
Yeah.
So is it near the town of Bathurst?
Yeah, Perrose, yeah, you're right. East and Bathurst.
Oh, that little peninsula that's sticking out.
Yeah.
So it's not the island, it's the peninsula itself.
Yeah, it's a peninsula, but a little bit on the east, you're going to see Misco Island. Island is a very small place.
Yeah, I can see that. So are you from Misco Island?
No, but that's close to us. It's around maybe a half an hour drive.
And then there's a Lamech Island.
Yeah, Lamech, yeah. That's the same place, yeah.
Ah, and there are bridges going across from the mainland to these islands, right? And you are from this area?
Yeah.
And this area is heavily sprayed and clear-cut. By clear-cut, you mean there were forests before and now there is no forest or what?
Down in school, they got a little bit of forest. They clear-cut everything.
And they
down my place, Acadian Peninsula, like Tracadie and Shubigan and Carriket.
Uh-huh.
And Niguac. They cut lots. It's no more good land. That's unbelievable what they do this year. Unbelievable. That's a disaster.
And by they, you mean Irving or government or who?
The government and the big companies. The province is controlled by Irving companies, eh? And all rich people, eh? They start up, you know, to buy some land, the rich people, and they they want to start up, you know, to grow up some blueberries to sell that to the Chinese market or something like that. I don't know.
I see.
And I hear some story from the big company got the control at our lands last year and this year, and that's why they clear cut, you know, all the province already passed laws from all over New Brunswick. They're not allowed to spray, you know, on around your house or something like that, you know.
Oh, you know, residential area.
No, yeah, you know, the city, they're not allowed to spray their lawn or something like that, you know.
Mm-mm-mm.
They pass the province laws.
Mm-mm.
And the province turned their back now, and the NB Power spray all alongside, you know, the power line. Plus, the province gave the right to these company to spread out all over Crown lands and private lands.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big disaster, big, big, huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this is very bad.
Yeah, I don't understand who dare give them the right to do that. They don't ask, you know, the population or something like that to do something. But now we're on a big, big fucking mess now.
Yeah. So what is your plan, Amedi, after all this, it's so difficult, huh? After collecting all this door-to-door signatures, you have gone to the MP on the Green Party side. The local government is, which party is local government? Is Conservatives or Liberals?
Liberal.
No difference, huh? Liberal, Conservative, all same.
They're all the same. We want to banish, you know, the colors.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, but we want to banish the colors. They're all the same. Anyway, they goes on the same school, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, lobby. So, they're working for the companies and, you know, the lobbyists. And
so that was my recent talk with Amedi from New Brunswick, from Acadian Peninsula. He is collecting thousands and thousands of signatures, going door to door from that area to stop the provincial government from clear-cutting all the forest out and spraying the hell out of that peninsula with all kinds of herbicides and bringing disease and ill health and destroying the nature because of big money and big corporations trying to get hold of all the land there to presumably turning it into some sort of a blueberry or some sort of a fruit farm for exporting to China. This is the rumor. I don't know how far it's true, but it's really destroying that area. And this gentleman, Amedi, he is trying to go door to door. He doesn't have a website. He doesn't have anything online. And he's collected huge number of signatures that the place doesn't have much population to start with. And he's having a conference now within the next few days, I think tomorrow, in presence of media and handing over all this to a local MP from the Green Party because the elected, those in the government, they declined to see him. So there'll be more on this down the line. The story of a lone warrior, Amedi Boucher of the Acadian Peninsula in New Brunswick, Canada. Thank you.